This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
Oftentimes, we come to Mass and the priest or deacon will give a homily based on the gospel or the first or second readings. And sometimes the responsory or psalm is not talked about. Yet today, that will be the focus of today's homily. But I have a question for you about the psalm. What type or kind of psalm did we hear today? You can open your books to page 1227 and look at the psalm. I'm going to give you a little hint. Of the 150 psalms in the Bible, they're often separated into five categories: thanksgiving, praise, royal, lament, and a hymn. Can anyone guess what this one was? You can say it out loud. A lament. Very good. Whoever said that, A plus to you. So yes, a lament. But this isn't a lament that's about poor me, my life stinks, everything's over. No. A lament is a profound act of faith. It acknowledges that God has the power over circumstances in our life, and an expression of humble faith that God will come to the aid of those who call upon him. So keep that in mind. Today, we are honoring two major events. One is that the Assumption Academy class of 1963 are celebrating their 60th anniversary. And Francis Corps 24 is celebrating their last Mass with us at Assumption. What do these have to do with laments? Well, I'm going to try to show you. When I Googled the year 1963, one of the events that most stuck out to me when I was reading it was about the March on Washington, which happened August of 1963. People were lamenting the lack of jobs and freedom in our country, and yet in the middle of all that, we received the powerful speech by Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream. Now to Francis Corps. Yesterday, Francis Corps had their retirement party for them finishing their ministries. And while I was there, they had a slideshow of photos. And when I was looking at the slideshow, I was reminded of a lament that Francis Corps had to deal with. This is time for the show and tell. Francis Corps arrived on August, I believe it was 6th, of this past year, of 2022. And when they came, they had the first Mass, they were commissioned, they had a week of retreat, and then the very first day of their ministry, where they were on their own, something happened with a thing called this. You might be thinking, what is this? Well, I didn't know what it was either. This is called a spiralizer. And when one of the volunteers, you can tell they're laughing, because one of the volunteers was drying the dishes and the spiralizer cut their finger. So I got a phone call from AJ saying, the volunteers are at the clinic. Can you just go and check on them to make sure things okay? So I was like, well, what do I want to do when I want to be comforted? I eat ice cream. So I bought 4 tubs of ice cream and brought them over for just 5 people. But it was a way for us to acknowledge that, you know, this is the beginning of their year and everything's going to be okay. But I bet they were probably thinking, oh my gosh, this is my first year here and I'm at the hospital already. What's happening? But no, It was a moment where the community, in this case myself and the directors, went and helped them by bringing to them a sense that God is with them, even though it was their first day. Now back to the psalm. The psalm that we heard today, the refrain was, "The Lord, in his great love, answer me in love." This is a word that is often used when God creates a covenant. He uses words like love and mercy and kindness and help. And so in the psalm, that's the first thing we hear is this cry for God to help the psalmist. And then if you look in your hymnal, the second thing are the reasons for his lament. He mentions that for he's receiving insult and shame, that he's feeling rejection from his family. All reasons for him to be lamenting to God. And yet, as we can see in section number 3, where it says, "The poor, when they see, will be glad. God-seeking hearts will receive, for the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his own in their chains." Why the poor? Oftentimes, the church often says we have a preferential option for the poor. And one of the tenets of Francis Corps is that they come to Syracuse to work with the poor. But why the poor? Because it's this idea of a covenant. A covenant is a sacred agreement between two major parties. For us in the Bible, it's between God and for those who are in need. And also, there's a responsibility of those humans, us, to take care of those who are in need, to take care of each other. So as the psalmist is writing this, the psalmist knows that in the belief of Israel, when someone within the covenant community is disadvantaged and not cared for by the others, God will step in and readdress the imbalance. God will come to the aid of the poor because God has this unique love and care for the poor. And then we hear at the end of the psalm an expression of trust in God. It says, "Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, and the sea and everything that moves in them." See, the psalmist knows that even though his life feels crappy, even though he does not see hope in his life, he knows that God is in charge of heaven and earth. The seas and everything that moves are connected to God. Today in the gospel, we also heard these words, "So do not be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows." Maybe some of you right now are dealing with a struggle in your life. Maybe you're lamenting. Maybe something's going wrong. Maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you don't know where the next paycheck's going to come from. Maybe you're dealing with a sort of illness. Maybe you're struggling with leaving, saying goodbye, transition. God is there to be with you. And I bring up this story of the lament because when I was in grade school, the sisters often said, "Do not get angry with God." And I'm here to tell you, you can be angry with God. You can tell God your laments. You can tell God that you're struggling, that you need help, that you need his love, that you need his care. That first day that Francis Corps experienced their first incident, I don't know what they were thinking when they were probably sitting in the waiting room, all together, by the way. When I asked them, "So how long were you at the hospital?" They said, "Oh, well, we were there for as long as a series of The Bachelorette was on." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" All five of them went together to experience this incident. And yet, they probably were wondering and lamenting, this is our very first night. And yet, somehow, God invited a little angel to come with ice cream to remind them that God is with them. And so that's what I believe is a powerful thing about a lament, is lament acknowledges that we're in pain. We are hurting. Life isn't wonderful. But yet God is there with you through all of it. So do not be afraid to turn to God and to tell God everything. God knows every hair on your head. God knows every time a sparrow falls from the sky. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.